89.3 with KSBJ. We're Rochelle and Carter and our morning show producer, Raina.
So much to love about Christmas, but it doesn't mean that as we look back on our year that everything has been easy and joyous. And I know, Raina, you wanted to share.
It was about 2 weeks before Christmas, and what no one knew was how much I was dreading it. It would be the first year my daughters and I would be under the Christmas tree unwrapping gifts without their dad. Sadly, earlier this year, we walked through a divorce, and while things are cordial and we're healing, my heart was in so much agony just thinking of what that morning would look like and how my daughters would feel once our new reality hit under the tree. Would they be okay? Was there anything that I could do to make the morning more special? All these thoughts racing through my head, it just like felt like a weighted blanket was on me all of December, and no amount of money that I was spending on their gifts could release me from it. But then my grandmother called me and she said, "Mija, I had something to give you." And I went over and I opened this box, and inside was the most beautiful Christmas dish set that I had ever seen. It was glass white and the trimming was green and red, and it was so pretty. It had been in my family for a while, and now she was handing it over to me. And as she could tell, I started to tear up. And she said, "Mija, there is one thing I gotta tell you though." And I said, "What?" And she said, "I'm so sorry. I accidentally broke one of the plates.
There were four, but now there are only three." I looked at her and I smiled and I said, "Grandma, three is perfect and it's all I need." That moment was God sent. It was like He saw me. He knew and was showing me in a tangible way that I didn't have to be gripped with unnecessary grief.
He knew all the agony my heart was carrying, and even in the midst of brokenness, there could still be beauty.
89.3, this is KSBJ, where Rochelle and Carter.
There are moments where you become super dad.
Like your dad was being super?
No, it was about me, Rochelle.
I don't think you're allowed to say that about yourself.
Alas, when you hear this story, you will admit that this was a super moment.
We'll be the judge of that.
Okay. It was my son. I was taking to another friend's birthday party. You know, a bunch of three-year-olds, four-year-olds running around this bounce house thing.
Okay.
And so I got my eye on him while I'm also trying to deal on the phone while he plays with the prescription with the pharmacy.
Okay.
You know, the robot menu, and then finally getting to the person and insurance and all that.
It's very frustrating.
Well, this was the first day of the playoffs for the Astros.
Oh, big game.
And there's a lot of games on.
Yeah.
And the TV menu apparently was a little complicated for this teenage employee. With the stress level building as the Astros, they're about a minute away from starting.
And you're still on the phone with the pharmacy.
I'm still on the phone with the pharmacy. I'm watching one eye with Ezra. I'm watching other eye with her struggling. And also I'm noticing a lot of orange and white and blue jerseys.
Oh, people want to watch this game.
They're all sitting here hoping
to
just let their kids play.
Lady,
and have a moment's peace watching the Stros.
Figure out the menu.
I'm the closest to her. "Hey, ma'am." "Yeah, it's Fox Sports." She is out of her element. And she just, I didn't ask, she just hands me the remote. Just here. You want to be a critic? Here.
Here's the baton, win the gold.
And now it's like the Infinity Gauntlet with the Avengers, and I'm just holding it, wielding this power. And all the fans behind me are just like, "Yes, I hope this guy knows what he's doing."
All the while, your eye on the bouncy house.
And the bouncy house, and of course, ear to the prescription.
I'm with you.
As I glide over to that guide, and I hit select just in time for first pitch.
And you think this qualifies you to be super dad?
Super dad!
When this is something that every mom, every day, does all the time.
But it is a pretty cool moment for dads.
Stronger.
KSBJ with For King and Country. My name's Morgan. If you ever deal with anxiety or worry, you know that one of the things that happens is you can make it worse with your own thoughts. You just start to panic and things spin out of control. And I've dealt with anxiety for a long time. So I found myself at the store today, and out of nowhere, my heart was racing, and I just like was, I had that worried, just yucky in my stomach kind of a feeling. and I couldn't pinpoint any reason why. And so I decided to take worry by the reins and give myself a pep talk. So I was walking and I was pushing my cart and I kind of made it over by the shoes and I was standing there saying out loud to myself, this is not a fight or flight situation, Morgan. This is just a shopping trip. You are buying gifts for your daughter's birthday. Everything is going to be okay. You don't have to run and panic. Everything is fine. This is not a fight or flight situation. And I just kept repeating that over and over again. First of all, it helped. I am so thankful. Like, for some reason, I don't know why, it just tricked my brain into going, oh, okay, we're going to be all right. Secondly, I didn't realize until too late that there was an employee about 3 feet away from me, and she is probably telling somebody this story from a very different perspective right now.
I'm stuck on the East Texas Freeway again.
Lauren Daigle right here on KSBJ. It's 89.3. Oh, man, what an amazing day it is outside. And what an amazing night it could be because Mercy Me, Crowder, and Andrew Rip Together Again Tour coming into Beaumont. And We Will Forgive, lead singer of Mercy Me, Bart Millard, who is an avid Texas Rangers fan. Coming towards AstroTurf. I don't know. But I will tell you, it is going to be an amazing night of worship to just spend time with your family. And knowing Bart, he'll probably update us on scores and all that good stuff. And if you go to ksbj.org and click on concerts and events, you can get your tickets right there. Again, it's ksbj.org.
So I start playing the comparison game. I start looking at all my friends who have the means to take their kids on these endless trips, right? My son Drew calls me yesterday and he says, Mom, all my friends are applying for colleges and I feel so lost because they already have their path straight and I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know if I want to go to University of Tennessee. I don't know if I want to come there and go to the University of Houston. Mom, I'm confused. And I said, Drew, listen, do not compare yourself to anyone else because I do that. If you're struggling with comparison like Drew and myself, I want to remind you at the end of your life, it won't matter what anyone else did or what they had. What's going to matter is what you did with the life that God gave you. Did you serve Him? Did you live for Him? Did you obey Him? There are so many pieces of scripture about comparison. Comparison is a distraction meant to discourage you and delay you. Don't do it. Be so caught up in God's will that you don't even have time to look at another person's life or compare yourself to theirs. I'm Taylor. It's KSBJ.
89.3. This is KSBJ, y'all.
Oh, Rochelle's got a twang because we know that in Texas, we do things bigger and better.
And at Christmas time, we do things a little bit different, but that doesn't mean we don't do them upright.
Here in Texas, we do Christmas a bit different than all the rest. Some states do sleigh bells. Texas has cowbells. Yankees build snowmen. We stack tumbleweeds. Some folk need reindeer. We're fond of the longhorn steers ourselves. Cranberry sauce is fine, but hot sauce is better.
Oh, yeah.
No need for skis when boots were made for walking. A sleigh won't go far, but a tractor hayride makes a cozy winter memory. Cookies and milk? How about an upgrade, Santa? Chips and queso. Now, we don't do pushy this time of the year. It's please, thank you, and pardon me, ma'am.
Thank you.
Manners make a difference to those giving and receiving them.
God bless you.
And where others might tell a 'twas the night before Christmas tale, we prefer a different story. An angel of the Lord appeared to them and said, do not be afraid.
I bring you tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David
a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. May the good book and its good news be a blessing to you and yours this year. Merry Christmas, y'all.
That's Christmas in Texas, read by Bill Ingram. And he's not just narrating, he lives it, you know.
He is Mr. Texas.
Yes, he is.
More than likely, you're going to want to hear it again and maybe even read some of the words that he was reading.
If you want to see that, hear that, just text the word Texas to the number 893-893.
Yeah, you need prayer tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, 281-652-5555.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to KSBJ. We love you.